We continue 8 lines down from the top on Mem Zion Omer Aleph. We've been discussing the concept of changing Avodah Zarah. If Avodah Zarah changes, can you now get the benefit from it? Can you use it or not? So we continue with this mode of thinking or this line of questioning. Boy, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asks the following question. Hamishtachave ladekel. The person, if an idol worshiper bows down to a palm tree, if they worship a palm tree, lelulavo mahola mitzvah. Can the lulav be used for a mitzvah? Well, what are we talking about? I mean, it sounds like right now the assumption is that it's attached to the ground, so there might be a reason to be lenient here, but you had it and it was worshipped, now you want to use it for a mitzvah. How can you possibly use something for a mitzvah if it was worshipped as a palm tree? It's not like it changed its status necessarily. So the Gemara now starts to examine this. Be'ilan shenatu mitchila lakach, a tree that was planted initially for the sake of avodah zarah, and now you want to use the palm tree with a lulav from the palm tree, loti boyalach. You can't ask this. It's not even a question. Obviously, it's going to be prohibited. Even not for a mitzvah purpose, it would be prohibited to use. Well, then the Gemara says, well, kiti boyalach. When does this question apply? Beilan shenat o ulvasof avdo. It must be talking about a case where the tree was initially planted not for the sake of avodah zarah, and only afterwards was it used for avodah zarah. That's why we could argue that something that comes afterwards, the lulav, which grows afterwards, maybe we could be lenient and you can use the lulav. But then continues the Gemara. Va'aliba to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda loti boilecha. This question doesn't apply to the opinion, or won't work according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Why? Because we know already the earlier machlokas between him and the Rabbanan. Tafil lehedo nami yasser, because his opinion is that even if it was planted originally not for the sake of avodah zarah, but ultimately was used for avodah zarah, you can't use it even for non-mitzvah purposes. So clearly for a mitzvah purpose, it would be prohibited. So therefore it says the Gemara, ki tibayelach aliba d'rabanan. The question is really according to the Rabbanan's opinion. Le'inyan mitzvah mai. If you want to use it for a mitzvah, does that make it worse? And therefore it's aser? Or do we say no? It's just like you can use it for mundane purposes, you can use it for mitzvah purposes as well. Mi mois klape gavoa olo. Due to the fact that it was used at one point for avodah zarah, will this lulav be disgusting in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu or not? So how would we rule in this case? That's the question that Reish Lakish wants to know. Bowing down to a person bowed down, an idolater bowed down or worshipped a dekel, they want to use the lulav for a mitzvah. According to Shitas Rabbanan, will it work or not? Ki asa Rav Dimi amar ba'ashera shebitla kamiboyle. When Rav Dimi came along, he clarified this a little bit more and said, you know what we're talking about? We're talking about a situation where it was once an asherah tree, and therefore it was an asherah tree, nobody could use it, even a hedyot, even for mundane purposes. But what happened was, bitla, the tree was mevatel, the avodah zarah was nullified. Now that the avodah zarah is nullified, the question that we have is as follows. Yesh dichui etzel mitzvos, o ein dichui etzel mitzvos. Do we say that once something has at one point was worshipped as avodah zarah, even though it's nullified, we say yesh dichui etzel mitzvos, that when it comes to a mitzvah, it's always marchet, always pushed away, that once it was used for an avodah zarah, you can never bring it back and rehabilitate it, if you will, to use it for a mitzvah? Or do we say ein dichui etzel mitzvos, that when it comes to mitzvos, we don't push it off, we have the ability to reuse it, since it was mevatel, so therefore the tree has no more connection to avodah zarah, just that it was in the past, now you should be able to use the lulav. That's the question that you want to ask, lagabe shitas rabbanan. So the Gemara says as follows, tifshalei mitinan. The Gemara says, hold on a second, we can answer this question from a Mishnah with regards to kisui adam, covering the blood. It says as follows, kisahu v'nizgala pater milachasos. If a person shechted the animal and then covered the blood, and then this wind blew, you know, and caused the dirt to get uncovered, and the blood was uncovered, pater milachasos, you don't need to recover the blood. You did it once already. Kisahu haruach, but if you didn't cover the blood, but wind blew the sand and covered the blood for you, and then wind came again and it revealed the blood, then you would be obligated to cover it for the first time. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Bar Bachan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lo shana v'lo shechazer min nizgala, aval lo chazer min nizgala patur min lachasos. But the implication is, if the wind covered it the first time and it never got uncovered, then you have no obligation to cover it. You don't have to do any ma'isa to show that you're covering the blood. The mitzvah was done for you. However, v'havinaba, and they ask on that statement of Rabbi Bar Brachana, ki chazer v'nizgala mayhavi, why is it that when the wind covers the dirt, covers the blood, and then it gets uncovered again, why do you have to cover it? Hol v'idchi idchi, once it was pushed off, the mitzvah is pushed off forever, it's over. So it's finished, the mitzvah was done by somebody else, it was done by God, if you will. So it's not your responsibility. From Rav Papa comes along and says, Zos Ameris ein dichoi etzal mitzvos, that when it comes to mitzvos, there's no dichoi, you can't just push it off. It's never removed forever. There's always a chance to do the mitzvah. So therefore, Rav Papa is saying here that we have to be machmir and cover the blood for the first time, since originally when it was covered, it was done so by the elements. So what do you see? We already see the concept ein dichui etzal mitzvos. So just like over here, by ein dichui etzal mitzvos, we said that you would be obligated to recover the dirt. So too, when it comes to the branch and you want to use the lulav, we say ein dichui b'mitzvos, and therefore you would be allowed to use the lulav. You'd be mekel in that case. So the Gemara says, hold on a second. This is a ruling of Rapapa. Amar Rapapa zos ameres ein dichui etzal mitzvos. The Gemara says as follows: the Rapapa gufei iboile mifshat pshitale le Rapapa the ein dichui etzal mitzvos loshna lekula loshna lechumra odilma sfuki misavkale uluchumra amrinan lekula lo amrinan. Rather, he says it as follows: the question that we had before was about the palm tree, and the question was, well, is it, we say yesh dichu etzel mitzvos or ein dichu etzel mitzvos? Yeah, we know Rav Papa said this idea that ein dichu etzel mitzvos, but the question that Reish Lakish was bothered by is not yesh dichu etzel mitzvos or ein dichu etzel mitzvos necessarily. It's within Rav Papa's opinion. Within Rav Papa's opinion, who over here he rules by the kisui hadam, ein dichu etzel mitzvos, and therefore you have to cover the blood. So the question is as follows: according to Rav Papa, who rules by kisui hadam, ein dichu etzel mitzvos, does that apply even to be lenient or only to be strict? In other words, in the case of kisui hadam, Rav Papa is being strict and telling you ein dichu etzel mitzvos, therefore you need to cover the blood. But in the case of the lulav, if we say ein dichui etzal mitzvos, what emerges is that you are allowed to use the lulav. So in that case, we're being lenient. So the question that Reish Lakish is bothered by is as follows: we know Rav Papa's ruling by kisui hadam is to be machmir. Is that his ruling that ein dichui etzal mitzvos, and therefore whether it's lechumra or whether it's lekula, we're always going to say ein dichui etzal mitzvos? Or maybe Rav Papa himself wasn't sure, and Rav Papa ruled as a result, in a case when we should be machmir, we'll say ein dichui etzal mitzvos and say cover the blood. And in a case when we could be lenient and say use the lulav, because ein dichui etzal mitzvos, we're not going to take that approach, and we'll say yesh dichui etzal mitzvos in order to be machmir. And that's the question that Reish Lakish wanted to know. What would Rav Papa rule in that case? And the Gemara ends off by saying, Teku, we don't know, and we have to leave that question in limbo. How Rav Papa rules, is ein dichui etzel mitzvos a din across the board, or is he unsure about how to apply it, and he always takes it l'chumrah?